Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. Football season is rapidly approaching, and many Northwoods residents are looking forward to watching their favorite teams. Football has been popular in the Northwoods for a long time. However, in the days when travel to distant cities was difficult for sports fans, and before radio and television brought sports contests into our homes, many people formed athletic clubs in their local communities and fielded amateur football teams on their own. This was true in the North Woods, and for a time, Rhinelander's amateur football team had a bruising reputation. Teams in northern Wisconsin played regularly, and on Monday, September 7, 1896, the team from Green Bay boarded a train to travel to their first game of the season. Their first opponent that year was thoroughly intimidating. It was a team that had soundly defeated Green Bay in 1895, and one that had the Green Bay players all but conceding defeat even before their train left the station. The team they faced was the sturdy Lumberjacks from the northern wilds of Rhinelander. Football in 1896 was considerably rougher than it is today. Fistfights were a common occurrence when players fell into dogpiles, and so long as a thrown fist remained within that loose context, the umpire was unlikely to penalize a team. By all accounts, the Green Bay-Rhinelander game of 1896 was a slugfest, with both teams pounding hard on one another. After 26 minutes of hard scrabble play, the score stood at 4-0 in favor of Rhinelander, with Green Bay driving to within 10 yards of the goal line. 4 points seems an odd score to modern sensibilities, but according to the rules of 1896, a touchdown was worth 4 points, or the equivalent of 2 safeties. This is where the contest stood when a Rhinelander player stood up at the line of scrimmage and openly slugged a Green Bay player in the face. Rhinelander had already been flagged several times for throwing punches, but this one was such a blatant disregard for the authority of the umpire that the game was stopped. The umpire removed Rhinelander's 4 points, awarded Green Bay 6 points, called the game, and declared Green Bay the winner by a score of 6-0. The press in Green Bay crowed about the figurative crowns of victory that they won, but the players were happier just to get out of Rhinelander while still able to walk. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.